Okay, day number three. We have a third Asuye Mai. So the Gemara so far, and I mention again what it says in the Rif, in the Rush, it says in the Rush, the Kabbalah Sarif, that all these are not arguing, all the Asuye Mais are not arguing, and we pass like all of them. Each one is its own Chiddush. So we learned so far, Avnei Sakina Masoi, Shenichem Barash Gaga, Vidafel Barach Metsuya. The first case where somebody puts something in a false Barach Metsuya that it's Chayiv, you learn it out of a combination of Bar and Esh. The second case was Bar Misgalgel, and that you learn out of a combination of Bar and Shar. And as we leave the sugya, I'm asking that the Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is a very big chiddush. I don't think necessarily everybody would be masking to it. His pshat and bara misgalgel, but the way I understood bara misgalgel, the pshat and bara misgalgel is it's another type of rach mitzuyah. If you put a bar in a place where it's matzui, that it's going to get kicked. That's like putting something on the top of your roof. It's matzui, it's going to get kicked. And if you put a bar in a place where it's matzui, it's going to get kicked, you're responsible for it. That's the way I understood. So that's the second one. And now we have a third. The third is the easiest of them, of all three. The case of Paiskin Bivaisayan, which you're going to learn again from a combination of bar and shar. And also, Lasuya is coming to tell you that you're chayiv. I'll point out, when you see in the Gemara, each of the four, and we'll have the fourth one in the Yomid Beis, he asks a different Malabar. Each one is a different Chiddush and being different than Bar. The first one was Malabar She in Chayachacha Morabai. The second one was Malabar She Kemais of Garmulai. The third one, which we'll learn in a minute, is Malabar She Kein Lahiniach Bershus. And the fourth one we'll see by Kasav Ilan She Naflu. The Rav Naftali calls them the four characteristics of Bar. That these four lasuyas are covering the four things that are unique about Bar. Now let's see this fourth one. Ravada bar Ahava Omar, Lasuye Hadatanya, Nu Chiddush. We learned Kalaylu Sham Rupais can be by saying the Garfim Ma'are Sayan. Vimaisachama Ain Lam Rishus. Vimaisak Shami Yesh Lam Rishus. This, the Etzem Din of Rishus is not a Svar. It's a Takana of Yeshua ben Nun when he divided Eretz Yisrael. There was an agreement in the division of Eretz Yisrael that if I say Medin Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to let your water out into the street. Iker Din Torah, if you went past the Iker Adin, so you have no right to let your water or your Zevel out into the Rishus Arab. So Yeshua ben Nun made it tonight the Chalukas Haaretz that all Yidden who would take a chelak in Eretz Yisrael have to be masking to give each other rishus that b'yomaisak shamim when it's rainy anyway, it's a rainy season anyhow, that people are allowed to be paiskin b'yomaisayim the garfim ma'areisayim, they're allowed to throw things into the rishus arab. However, afal pishem rishus Imhiziku chayav l'shal. Even though you have a shus to put it out, that doesn't mean you're responsible. You're still responsible if something happens, chayav l'shal. So why are you chayav l'shal? So that's going to be lasuye mai. We're going to show that chi of teshlumin of place can be by sayem is not something you could know from bar itself. You could only know it from bar v'chad me'idach. So the Gemara explains. Echidon. The same as before. Iba hadidas likumaski. If it means when you throw it into the street, it lands on something and breaks it or ruins it. Kaychayu. That's mamish kaychayu. You're throwing it into the street. Ela basa denayich. Must be that it landed. Hechidon. Yidafkirinu ben rabbi lishmol hainu bar. It's mamish bar. Aishna bar tzkala siyasi o nazik ma fashim asna lecha. Achidam tzkala siyasi o nazik ma fashim asna lecha. It's mamish bar. Ella the layafkarinu vital shmuel damakulam ibayr lamanu hainu bar. So Gemara says, what's the case? The place can be by sayim la'ilam dafkarinu. Shaloi Dami Labar, because you have a Pircha Ma Labar Shekin Shaloi Bishus Toimahani Derishus. So for that we have a Shari Mashiach. So we're saying now that this would be Bar Mamish, but Bar has a characteristic that it's Shaloi Bishus Toimahani Derishus. So this idea that Malabar Shekel Shaloi Bershus needs a little bit of Hasbro. The characteristic of Bar is that it was made Shaloi Bershus, that's what makes it into a Bar. I would think it's just coincidental that it happens to be a Bar is Shaloi Bershus. The key of a Bar is because you dug the Bar Shaloi Bershus.
Digging? Digging? The hole is there.
The hole. The hole is there. Shaloi Bershus.
Not
the actual big one. It's takala. I mean, putting the takala, whatever the takala may be. Either digging a hole or putting an object in the street. It sounds like from this Gemara that that's the mechayiv.
It's more of a reason why it's more of a reason. It's more of a sorry why it's a mechayiv. Really, you can't learn anything else from that.
More of a svara to be mechayev because of Kodesh Shaloi Bershus. No, but Tzias and Isaac in place can be Mesayan also.
So then we have to show one more mile.
Right, so when you're showing another mile, it has to be a difference of substance that makes a difference. So saying the difference of substance is that you have no permission to do a bar. So that the mechayev of the bar, if I say this, is the digging of the bar. I didn't understand that it really mattered who digs the bar. Digging the bar is the mechayev of the bar.
No, the bar is there.
What?
That the bar is there.
The bar is there, Shaloi Bershus.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's the point is that it's there, Shaloi Bershus. That's the mechayev. What? Now, so let's see Taisus. Let's Taisus say, Malabar Shekin Shaloi Bershus. So Taisus says, Dafilu Asar Bershus. You can have a case of a person who digs a bar bishus. How can you have such a case? A person digs a bar in his own property. That's bishus. A person digs a bar in his own property, bishus. Vachikach hifkir. And then he was mafkirit. Kivin shehifkir hainu shaloi bishus. So Taisa is in a kasha. Now what do you mean? If you could see there's a case of bar where you dug it bishus. If you dig a bar in your own property, you dug it bishus. And then you mafkir the area. It becomes a Rishus Rabbin, and now someone's going to fall in. You're also Chayiv. That's Taisus Kasha. And for Taisus, Kivin Shehifkir, Hainu Shaloi Bershus. What's the Taish Kivin Shehifkir, Hainu Shaloi Bershus? It is there. It's there, Shaloi Bershus. Meaning I have no right to be mafkir with the bar. That's what you mean. So therefore, it is there, Shaloi Bershus. That's the way I understood. I understood maybe the pshat is that. So is it that the mice of being maskerit is shaloi bershus? That's like digging a bar? Or is it just like you're saying, the fact that it's sitting there is the shaloi bershus? That's a show. So it's the being there. But you see, Kaisel Shanafel is no raya because there, the Kaisel Shanafel is also a be'etzem shaloi bershus. Right? So it's being there. That's the way he's saying. Right? If that's pshat. So Rabbi Kivega here in the Gilyan HaShas has a kasha on Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega asks that later on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis Shitas Tosfos, there's a machlekes there between Rashi and Tosfos. The machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If I dig a bar in my Rishus and then I'm mafgir, my Rishus with the bar. In other words, I have a piece of property and I dig a bar. Then later I mafka the whole piece of property with the bar, the whole thing. Am I chayiv now for that bar? Am I chayiv for that bar? You follow the case? I dig a bar in my property, and now I make the whole property Rishus HaRabim, anybody who wants can walk through, or a mafkerit, if somebody could be kainit, but until someone's kainit, it's rishus, anybody could walk. Am I chayiv now if someone falls into that bar? Rashi shita is that you're chayiv. Taisa shita is that you're potter. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking, it's not clear from the Gaon HaShas what he's asking, but in the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you see, he explains what he's asking. He's saying, what's going on? There, Taisus apparently holds that if you dug it brishus, even though once you mafker it, it is there, so to speak, shalai brishus, you're chayiv. You're potter. Even though you're not supposed to cause a bar to be a brishus around, you caused it. Because you dug the bar when it was your property, and now you mafker it. So you caused the bar to be there. But you're potter. Now Rashi holds you chayiv. Rashi Shita, Tosfos is very geschmack. I would learn Tosfos, if I was learning like Rashi, I would learn that if you take a property with a bar and you're mafker it, the minute you're mafker it, you're digging a bar. You understand? You're digging a bar. You don't have to dig a bar with a shovel. You can dig a bar by saying, this reshus with the bar is hefker. And there's a Rashi like that, Amen Ches Amen Aleph, Rashi's Lashon is, Chiafker basahachi, when you mafker it after you dig it, noisen takola b'shus harab. Being mafker it is putting a takola in the street, because now there's no bar in the street, and when I make my rishus hefker, I'm now putting a bar in the street. I'm putting a bar in the rishus harab. So I'm now causing there to be a bar b'shus harab. Like Rashi, this place is very geschmack. Like Rashi Shita, it's very good. Rashi holds, if you dig a brishus, you attack a chayiv. But why are you chayiv? Because at the moment you're mafker it, you're making it into a bar brishus around. But Rabbi Kivager is asking that, what about Leitaisis? Taisis holds your potter. Taisis holds that if you dig a bar brishus around, a bar brishus hayachid, and then you mafker it, Taisis holds your potter. So what's Taisus kasha? The Gemara is very good. Malah barsha kesh lo brishus. What's bothering Taisus? What's bothering Taisus? I feel lost over brishus. What do you mean? If you did a brishus, you take a potter. So Bikidega answers that there's a difference. If I dig a bar in my property, it's takachu of amafka the whole property and potter. But Hifka reshusai v'loy hifka bayrai. If I'm after the property but not the bar, Taisus holds it yachayiv. Taisus is maida on choches amibes. If you hifka reshusai v'hifka bayrai, you're after the whole property, you're potter. It's not your bar. But hifka reshusai v'loy hifka bayrai. Let's say I have a piece of property with a bar. I'm after the whole reshus, but not the bar. The bar I still want. I store things, I can collect the rainwater. I still want a bar. Taisus holds hifka reshusai v'lo hifka bayra yachayiv. So it's like Rabbi Kinega. Taisus is asking from that case. Yeah, a case where I dug a bar in my own reshus for shus. I'm allowed to do it. And now I'm after the reshus except for the bar. Taisus says yachayiv. So in that case, break Taisus, why yachayiv? And for Taisus, kivin shehifker ein hainu shaloi reshus. That's how we keep egg along with Taisus. It's not good, right?
So what's the difference? How you said maybe it's the other way around. Because we have everything we need to
put. If you have everything, you put it, Taisus. What's the problem?
What's the difference?
What's the difference if he's mafker by right or not? What's the answer? What's the difference if he's mafker is bar or not? What's the svara? What's Taisus far? If I'm after the whole property, it's I'm potter. If I'm after everything but the bar, I'm chayiv. What's the answer? Why am I more chayiv? What? It's my bar. It's mamainai. It's my bar.
The classical case of bar is not his.
So the classical case of bar is osana kasukilay. So what does Taisus hold? So Taisus holds there are two ways to be chayiv on bar.
The digging is what makes
One is the creating the bar. If I create a bar, I'm chayiv. And if I didn't create a bar, I have a bar, that's mamainai, I'm also chayiv. What? Well, if Tysus would be coming to say what I just said, it would be very good. In other words, the Gemara says the case of bar is when it's shalai b'shus. So bothers Tysus, I have a case where it's b'shus and I'm chayiv. That's Tysus kasha, right? So someone pointed out, you don't have to have, you have another simpler case. Let's say you have a person who's walking on the sidewalk and he puts down his packages. Is he allowed to put down his packages? Let's see, they rishus a rabbin, we learned last year. The simta, everybody has rishus to put packages down. So what's the din if I put something down in a simta, and then I walk away and I leave it there? Has the din of a bar? We'll have a gemara later about it. I don't remember. I mean, yes, such a case. Maybe it's there. I don't remember. If I put a package down and then I walk away, it's a bar rishus a rabbin. I'm assuming it's a bar rishus a rabbin. You also put it rishus. It's exactly the case. If it's rishus, I believe it's a bar. But vaystois, there are two sugim of bar. As so in Rav Steinman's Sefer, when he explains the Gemara, he explains it this way. He explains there are two types of bar. There's one type of bar where you dig a bar, chayif and make the bar. There's one type of bar, hifka rishus, I believe hifka bayrai, where it's your mom and that's why it's a bar. Two types of bar. So that's pshat. So I'm not asking a kasha. That's pshat in the Gemara now. There are two types of bars. A bar that you create a bar, and there's a bar that it's mamayne, it's a bar. I just fit it into Tosfos. Dafilu asar b'shus. Vacha kach hifker. Even if you made it b'shus, and then you mafker it. So it's shver. You made it b'shus. And for Tosfos, kivan shehifker, hainu shaloi b'shus. Those words, I'm not sure how to touch. Kivon shehifker, when I'm mafker, the area near the bar, hainu shaloi b'shus. I'm chayiv because what? What hainu shaloi b'shus? Because now I'm leaving the bar. I'm leaving the bar near the rishus around. So I'm leaving the other end, hainu shaloi b'shus. It doesn't mean, like I said before, that it's like I'm digging at shaloi b'shus. It means that itself is shaloi b'shus. Even though I'm only chayfus, it's mamayinai. Hainu shaloi b'shus. You have to matchikin in the lashon. Steinman doesn't have a problem. He says you can learn the lashon two ways, and he says, based on Rikid Eger, this is a pshat. Hainu shaloi b'shus, that since I'm leaving my mom in a public place, that's shaloi b'shus, that's how he learns up Tosfos. So what comes out? There are two ways to be chayiv on bar. One is for the digging, and one digging shalai b'shus, and one is for the causing your mamin to be in a place where shalai b'shus. What? Even though it's just to be there, to put it there, but. Is it because I have a chiyuv shmira? Is that the pshat? Yeah, I don't know. Tosfos ignores it. Doesn't say the word chiyuv shmira. Tosfos kibin shehifker chayav shaloi b'shus. Maybe like you phrased it before. I caused there to be a bar b'shus arabim, which is mamayinai. You can't just dump things, but you're allowed to dump things and be mafke them. We're not allowed to, but if you do it, you're potter. So it comes out. If you do it, I mean, as bar, you're potter. We're going to learn from bar and shar, but. The bar itself, you'd be part. Okay, if someone digs a bar on Shabbos, you say, come live with the rabbi, he's potter. If someone gets hurt, huh? Someone digs a bar on Shabbos. What? Doesn't come till later. He wants to come to the rabbi, right? If someone lights a fire on Shabbos, and then it spread and it burns down the whole city, you say, come live with the rabbi, it's Gemara later. What? Yeah, digging a bar is also an issue. Lighting a fire is havara, and digging a bar is chayfer. When I light a fire, And then it could take, till it burns down the town, could take 5 hours. So someone lights a fire and he burns down the town, you say, come to the rabbi, he's potter. If he digs a bar, then you don't sound like anybody else say, come to the rabbi. If I dig a bar, somebody digs a bar on Shabbos. What? Therefore what?
So
you say, come to the rabbi.
Shouldn't Eish be
Tali
if it's
Mishon Pita Mishon Mamayim? But you have to remember, Pita Mamayim is Lachayt Samayim, and this is a Mishnah.
That's what makes sense. Pita Mamayim Dami Pasim is Mishon Pita, it's very good because it's my original thing, that's why it's common.
And Bar?
Bar
is not Pita.
I have Bar, which is a constant fear, it doesn't just come.
Is the chiyuv because I dug the bar, or is the chiyuv because I left the bar unguarded? I have a bar which the Torah makes mine.
Then is there being sure? Is there a Shabbos and the fact that I'm digging it, and is there the chiyuv that the chiyuv hashum is because
there? Yeah, no, that's good. So that, I think that's the emes. The emes is by bar I'm not chayiv for digging it. I'm chayiv because I have a bar in the rishus harab. It's not mine. So the chiyuv is because I have a bar b'shus harabim. Right? You'll agree. Eish, I'm chayiv because I lit the fire. Bar, and certainly v'shem shem chitzai, certainly is because I lit the fire. And bar, I'm chayiv, not because I dug a bar, but because there exists a bar b'shus harabim. Now, since I dug it, it's like it's mine. And I have a bar b'shus harabim. Now, if this hesber is true, which I think it is, so it's very geschmack. You have two types of chiyuv bar, but it's not two, you'll see. One is, if I dig a bar, shalai b'shus. Asana chasav kilayim b'shusa. If I dig a bar, shalai b'shus, it's my bar b'shus harab. If I dig a bar b'shus, that's a man pater. Just, if it's mamayna, if it is mine, then I don't need asana chasav kilayim b'shusa. Then I'm also chayiv. That's why hifker b'shusa v'lay hifker b'ayra is chayiv. So Rav Shimon is saying in Tosis that there are two types of bar. It's true, but in Lamdis it's all one type of bar. The chi of bar is not for that digging in a bar. It's because I own a bar which isn't Rishus Harabim. Since I own a bar which isn't Rishus Harabim, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Because asana kasav kilu, it's mine. So if I dug it be iser, the Torah made it mine. I'm chayiv. If I dug it be heter, I'm potter. Unless it's really mine. If Hifka Rishusa, the Layifka Bairai, so I don't need Asana Kasav Rishusa. It is mine. So Taisa Shita is very geschmack. It's not two types of bar. It's one din of bar. It's one din of bar that my bar in the street, I'm chayiv for. If it's not my bar, I'm potter. So if I dug it be Isser, the Torah made it my bar. And if I didn't dig it be Isser, I'm off the hook. The Torah didn't make it mine. But if it is mine, because I wasn't after it, so I'm also chayiv. So let's get back to the words of the Gemara. Malabar shekein shaloi brishus. What does it mean? Malabar shekein shaloi brishus. Malabar shekein shaloi brishus. So you jump up and you ask a kasha. Avram, you ask a kasha. Then when I put my briefcase down on the sidewalk, it's brishus. What the Gemara is saying? Malabar shekein shaloi brishus. If I put a briefcase down, it is brishus.
Not to do b'shem bar.
I did it.
I
put it down. I was allowed to put it down.
Put it down or damage that you can't do.
It's true, but every bar, I'm not dig a hole in the street. Also, if I don't do it, it doesn't matter if my intention is damage. They're all bar. Bar is if I dig it shalai brishus, and bar is if I put it down. The question is, how can the Gemara say ma'ala bar shekei shalai brishus when I put my briefcase down, it's brishus?
Unless he's master.
What?
Unless he's master.
If he's not great, he's going to be potter. If Rishus, if Hifka Bairai, you're potter. If it comes out, you put it down for sure, it's like this. The Torah said a chiddush that asana kasa kilayim b'shusai. If you dig a hole, it's like it's your Rishus. It's like your bar. That's only if you dig a shalai b'shus. If you dig a shalai b'shus, then it's your bar. Now, if it's your briefcase anyway, you put it down, you don't need asana kasa. That's a pashta case of bar. So when the Gemara says Malabar Shekei Shalai Brishus, it's going on a case Lo Ilam Dafkirinu. you made it hefker. If you made it hefker, the only way it could be chayiv is if you dug it shaloi b'shus. So practice Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. If you made it hefker, it's only if you dug it shaloi b'shus. So why should you be chayiv? So Gemara has to come on to show you chiyah. That's not the tzitzar of bar. This is the Shad in the Gemara. The lumdis here has to do with the following problem, following question. Why, if Yeshua ben Nun gave me permission to say it's not he gave me permission, he made it tonight, Chalukas Haaretz. That means I have permission by law to let my water out into the streets. Why am I chayiv if someone gets hurt? Why is it I'm allowed to put it out into the street, and if someone gets hurt, I'm chayiv? What's the svara to that? Anybody? What's the svara? I have permission to put the water into the street. Why should I be chayiv if someone gets hurt?
Everyone's masking.
So now if I go to Rav and ask a shayla, he tells me I'm allowed to do it.
You're allowed to get everyone's masking. Everyone's prefer that it could be done.
So Lamaisa, as of now, no one has a choice anymore. It was a takana. It was an agreement. And the lawyer is, I'm allowed to put it out. So if I'm allowed to put it out, why should I be chayiv if someone gets hurt? What? Aish, I don't have permission to. Yeah, because I have no right to put a fire that's going to spread. If it spreads by Ainis, I'm potter. If a Rosh Ainim Mitzuya spreads, then I'm potter.
Everything was that way. You have permission to drive a car, or if you smash into somebody.
But that's only because I don't have permission to smash into somebody. I don't have permission to smash. I only have a right to drive a car in a place where there's nothing else taking up that spot. If something else is taking up that spot, I can't take that spot. Because if two things take up the same spot, it causes a crash. So I have no right to drive there. I did something I'm not allowed to do. Right?
Why is
Shein and Regel Pata Bishus Aram? Because I didn't do anything I'm not allowed to do. I'm allowed to let my animal walk in the street. My animal did something I'm not allowed to do. But I didn't do anything I'm not allowed to do.
By Karen.
So, because I'm chayv in a shmir, it's what I was going to say. I need a shmir p'chusa against Karen. When I let my animal walk in the street, I need that much shmir that it's a shmir p'chusa at least. It shouldn't do Karen. If I did a shmir p'chusa, I'm taka potter. But by regel, I'm potter. So I'm not mechayv in a shmir against regel. By regel, well, the way we understood it's because alanizik laharchikas atzmai. Since animals are allowed to go down the street, so alanizik laharchikas atzmai. If my animal, I train my animal to stop for red lights, or to go on green lights. So my animal goes on a green light, and someone walks in front of it, alanizik laharchikas atzmai. The Rosh Hashanah is a green light for animals. The Rosh Hashanah nizik is a red light. Maybe it's not related. I'm responsible even if what? Even if it's not my fault? The reason I have nachi is because if a rush ain't a mitsuya, we know that if a rush ain't a mitsuya blows my thing and makes it do damage, I'm potter. Only a rush mitsuya I'm chayiv. So why over here, if he said I could put it out into the street, if we have an agreement I could put it out into the street, why am I chayiv for putting it out in the street? Why should I be chayiv for it?
What would be other ones?
And what I was saying is, you know, in New York City, you're allowed to put your garbage can out on the curb. So everybody puts their garbage cans out by the curb on certain days. So someone's going to trip over it, they'll bill me, he'll trip and hurt himself in the garbage can, right? So he'll bill me, he'll say, I'm going to sue you. You put your garbage can on the curb. But if I did it the way the law says, I'm potter, no? I put my garbage can by the curb, I'm not potter. This Gemara, this Mamish garbage can by the curb. Post can be by saying, means you can put your garbage out. And yet if someone gets hurt, you're chayiv. I should be chayiv. So what I thought you were going to say, I thought someone's going to say, that's all part of Yeshua's takana. Yeshua made a takana, that's the way he made it. But But if you would have said that, I would tell you you're wrong. Because if it was his takana, you can't ask a kasha, malabar, shekain, this and this. The Gemara goes through malabar, shekain, if I say it fits with the dinei mazik. If he made a takana without fitting into the rules, so there's no problem, it has to fit into the rules.
What the other one? Sure wouldn't make it. Nothing
happened. If you want to make a takana, then you're not allowed to put your garbage out into the street. And of course, if you put your chayiv, you know, I'll put it there. Of course, your chayiv. Then I would understand.
If nothing happens,
if nothing happens,
so
every time you do something, no one gets hurt. It's what you chayiv. You're a mazik. If someone breaks the rules and he puts michshol on the rabbi, no one gets hurt. So I don't know, so Rabbi Shlomo has a cheshbon with him. It's nothing to pay for. What he did was wrong. You know? Someone goes speeding, and no one got hurt. So he's not over anything. Well, someone speeds more than what's normal. It's sort of accepted, a certain amount of miles over the speed limit. That's just not accepted. But if you speed more than that, you're a mazik. No? So if it happened to be that no one got hurt, so you're not a mazik. You're a mazik. There's just nothing to pay. You put out your michshol, and if you dig a bar in the street, no one gets hurt. So there's nothing to pay. What you did was a michshol. Anyway, getting back, there are two mahalchim I had to explain why you're chayiv. The sma in siman tuf yud dalid sifkat vav brings two mahalchim. One is the levush. The levush learns that Yeshua's takana was, you're allowed to let your water out into the street, but you have to be shomer it. You have to make a shmira that no one get hurt. Memela, if someone gets hurt, yechayiv, because yechayiv and shmira. So Yeshua said, you're allowed to let your garbage out into the street, but you have to do a shmira. What type of shmira? I don't know. Maybe you have to buy the yellow caution tape and make and rope it off or something. I don't know. But as that's what the Sva brings b'shem levush, that there's a chi of shmira when you let it out into the street. What? It says it by Peskin B'Veseyim. It says shmira salecha by a bar that you have no rishus. Here's something you have rishus. It's a chiddush. But anyway, the levush says you chayiv in the shmira of it. You know, it's sort of when the oil trucks make a delivery, they bring this, they cross the street with this, the sidewalk with a hose, but they're supposed to put a sign over it, right? The sign, the caution sign. More people trip over the sign than over the hose, right? But that's the din. The government gives them a shush to do it, but they have to put a shmira. So Levush learns there's a chi of shmira. Place can be the same. There's a chi of shmira. Avada, if you learn like the Levush, it's the easiest way to learn the Sugya. So of course you're chayiv. Now everything's gishmak. You're allowed to let your water out to the street. But Dr. Levush, there's a chayiv shmira. What? So he doesn't explain the shmira. I guess the shmira is either you put a guard there, or maybe you put a sign, maybe you rope it off. What do they do? What do they do is not as if somebody digs up a sidewalk. He's digging up the sidewalk, he's replacing it. So yeah, do whatever the law is, you have to put up a rope across the sidewalk, no one should go there. So place can be my say, I'm the chayiv to put some shmira there. That's levush shita.
So why is it different than the previous simta?
Why is it different than putting a briefcase in the simta? Because a briefcase in the simta, if you mafker it, you're potter. Here, if you mafker it, you're still chayiv. Right there, if you mafker it, Tosfos Shita is that you're potter. It was a brishus. Here, we're being mechayiv you. Here, you're chayiv because of the chiyach of shar, because of the chiyach of shmira. So you'll ask me, why is it no chiyach of shmira when you mafker your briefcase in the street? So we have to understand that's not like Rashi and Tosfos. But there is no chiyuv shmir. Here, part of the, since really you're not allowed to put it out, Yeshua said you could put it out, but the chiyuv shmir he left, that remains as part of the takana, which really, plus can be by Samuel, you wouldn't be allowed to do it all. It's not for Yeshua's takana. So Yeshua can't be the made a takana.
So
that's the sma. If you look in the levush sheet, if you look in the sma, it doesn't say the word levush. It says, hey, ayin shin. The Chayshim Mishpat, all over the place, the Smak quotes Hey Ayin Shin. That's Ha'ir Shushan. The name of the Levush is Sefer. Chayshim Mishpat is Ir Shushan. It's usually called the Levush, but each one of his Svarim has a separate second name. But whatever. I'm just telling you, if you look it up, that's the Levush.
The
Takana was a Chiv Shmira, so Memeli Yechayiv.
So what's the Gemara?
With the rules. So the Gemara is saying, if Memeli Yechayiv, because of the rules, I have a Kasha, Malazesh, Shekem Rishus, so the Gemara Shari Yechayiv. The Sma disagrees. The Sma holds, it's not Mistavra that there was a Chiv Shmira. It says, place can be Meseyim. It's not Mistavra. Taka, it's not Pashup Shat. That you're allowed to do it and you have to put up a sign. Place can be by saying, you're allowed to do it. So, if you go into the street, be Maisak Shaman, you should know. Everyone's allowed to put it out. So, you have to be careful. You have to watch out when you go out. Because this is this din that place can be by saying. He learns there's no Chiyav Shmir. Why do you pay? So, the Lashon of the Sma is. Look, me'ikar adin, you would have to pay. Before Yeshua came, if somebody's place can be by say, and you have to pay. Yeshua didn't change the din that you have to pay. That remains like the ikar adin. Yeshua just said, you're allowed to put it out. Yeshua was matir putting it out. He wasn't matir achiyat tashlumin. It's sort of like a lechatchil and a bidiyev. He said, you're allowed to put it out. But if someone gets hurt, I'm not changing what was the original takana. And then Ela blives the original way. Ah, you'll ask a kash, but now it's brishus. Why am I chayiv? So shor yechiyach, I need a chacha from shor. But the chiyuv is not because there's a chiyuv shmir. Even without a chiyuv shmir, you're chayiv because it's, you put out water in the street, you're chayiv. That's the din Torah. Yeshua never changed the din Torah of Tashlumin. Only change was the din Torah of, they said you could put it out, but you're responsible for it. Yeshua didn't change it. So the kasha is, once Yeshua changed it, Memeli should be potter, because it's brishus. But the Gemara is Shari Yechiyah.
So what Yeshua did is, Yeshua took away the directly, not giving
brishus to
do it.
Right.
But he said,
it's not Yeshua's takana yechayiv. If Yeshua made a takana yechayiv, you can't ask any kasha. It's not. All Yeshua did is, there's a din Torah. All Yeshua said on that din Daraisa, because you're allowed to put out your water. In fact, you have to pay. That goes back to the original din Torah.
Which one?
The din Torah that if you put something on the street, you have to pay. No. They're not allowed. So you could ask a kasha now. Now that I'm allowed, that you change the din Torah. So Gemara says, Shari Yechiyah. But it's not because there's a Chiyav Shmira. The Machlokes, the Sman, the Levush is there a Chiyav Shmira? Or there's no Chiyav Shmira. I'm placing people by saying. Levush says there is a Chiyav Shmira. And the and the Sma holds, there's no Chiyav Shmira. You're not chayav on Chiyav Shmira.
There's always, when you put it out, there's a Chiyav Shmira. If you will even put it out.
Right.
So now that you're very sure, so still, you shouldn't take away
if you,
Shmira.
If you want to save money, you'll do Shmira. But you're not mechuyev to be shaymer at al nizik
lahar. Because it's not a takana to take away the chiyuv shmir. It's only a takana that you're allowed to put it out.
Well, it's the same thing. The fact, the way the sma learns, it's not mistaver. They gave you just to put it out, and you have to stand there and watch it. The Yeshua's takana was that you could put it out, and that's to take away chiyuv shmir. It's takana, not mistaver. It could be chayev. So Gemara says shari yechiyach. I can prove to you that you are. Because shari, you're allowed to let your shari down the street, and afal piken yechayev. If not for the Shari Yechiyah, he'd be right.
There's
a Chiyah, well, Taisa Zeta Zerayin, in the case of Hittas Bishas Rav, and the Hittas Bishas Yachid, which is no real Chiyah. Not really, it's a Regel. Regel is in the Zorche, there's no real Chiyah Shmira. Tashnas. That's why Yeshua moves Mesakim. The question is why, the Gemara says Mesak Shav Mesakhama, who cares what season? So Rashi is explaining Yeshua's Takon. In a time when the streets are clean, Yeshua's not going to make the takana to let people throw out the garbage. So in that time, it's all explanation of why the takana originally was there. This machloikis, the sma, and the and the Lavush, the Stifler says, is really totally in the Chakira we had the first day of this man. The first day of this man, we had this Chakira. Why is every Mazik Chayiv? Rav Shimon's Chakira in the beginning of the Masech. Why is every Mazik Chayiv? Is a Mazik Chayiv because your mama was Mazik? Or is a Mazik Chayiv because you were Peshe Abishmi Rasul? What's the Siba Chachiv of every Mazik? The Lavush apparently learned that the Chiyav is because you are Peshe Abishmi Rasul. The reason that you have to pay for Mazik, you were a Mazik, your animal was Mazik. Why do I have to pay for that? It all comes down to a lack of a proper Shemira. And since it comes down to a lack of a proper Shemira, the reason that I'm Chayiv is because of my failure to be Shomer. It's the Adam that failed to be Shomer. That's why you're Chayiv when your animal's Mazik. If you learn that it's Al Chayiv Shemira, Al Peshia B'Shemira Asai, then by place can be by Sayim. Also, why am I Chayiv? I let my water out in the street. Why am I Chayiv? The Chayiv is only if I'm Peshia B'Shemira. So the Lavush must be that there's a Chayiv Shemira by place can be by Sayim. Since there's a chi of shmira by place can be by sayim, so therefore I'm chayiv, because I'm chayiv because I failed in my shmira. That's the shitas halavush. The sma who holds there's no chi of shmira and you're still chayiv. The sma apparently holds that you're not chayiv. The tzibas ha-tashlumin is not because you're peshe b'shmira. You have to pay because your mama was mazik. And in the case of a bar, even if it's not your mom, it's asana kasu kilo in Rishusa. You have to pay because your mama was mazik. There's no chi of shmira. So the sma doesn't matter. You have to pay because your mama was mazik. So the sma and the vush are arguing in yena chakira of whether the chi of tashlumin is because you failed in your shmira or not. The chakira we keep on talking about all zman. And the machlokes hasma and lavush is totally in that chakir. There's a second chakir that the Stipler in Simen Aleph talked about. Stipler in Simen Aleph declared if there's an issa to be mazik, is it just a din tashlumin, or the Torah asks you to be mazik, and since you're over on the issa, you were mazik, therefore you have to pay. Is it tied to an issa lahazik? I mentioned then that Rav Baruch Pei brought the B'Shem Rav Chaim that the two are tied together. If the Torah said you have to pay, it means you did something wrong. The Torah doesn't tell people to pay when they didn't do anything wrong. If the Torah says pay, you did something wrong. There's a connection between the issa lahazik and the din tashlum. The Stipler declares that in Siman Aleph. Tech Devarav, you'll see, he brings a raya from Davov, from our Gemara. He says in our Gemara that we have this idea that Ma'ala Barsha came Bershus. The place can be Beseim is Bershus. We say Sharia Chiyach, which is also Bershus. So we have in our Gemara that even when it's Bershus, you have to pay. So the Stipler, this is a proof that the din tashlumin is not tied to an issur. It's not tied to an issur. Because an Agamara was saying that there are things that are brishus and you still have to pay. So it's a raya that din tashlumin is not tied to any issur. Now that raya is true like the sma, for sure. Again, like the lavush, it's no raya. Like the lavush, even when you put it out for shus, you did something wrong. The Torah said you have to watch it. You chayiv because you didn't watch it. Like the lavush, paying is tied to a failure of the person, a din issur. Because like the lavush, you only pay because you are either not watching it. So like the lavush, Reb Chaim's rule is true. Now if you have to pay, vice versa, you did some issur. Taka did an Issa, you had to watch it, you didn't watch it. Like the Sma, however, the stifler's Raya is a good Raya. Like the Sma. In our Gemara we see there are cases where you do things bershus, you're not over any Issa at all, and you still have to pay. Again, the second Chakira is vaita toli in the Sma de Lavush, in this din. A third thing that may be totally in the Sma, in the Lavush, is that I would ask you a question, Bisman Azeh, if you put your garbage out, and you put it out according to the rules, whatever the rules are, and someone gets genizicked on your garbage. You put your garbage out on the curb, and someone gets hurt. Someone gets hurt. Someone is driving a car, and he's parking, and sometimes when you park, the fender goes over the curb. So somebody had an old refrigerator, he put it out, and someone backs into it, and say, so he's not a pesheya tonight, whatever it is. And are you responsible? Now, Boris put on Caleb anyway. But let's say a person gets hurt on garbage. Are you chayiv? Not chayiv. L'chayra. Now, if you leave broken glass in your garbage can, and these Vietnamese ladies who collect all the bottles, they come, they stick their hand in, and they cut themselves. So you're chayiv. Yeah. Are you chayiv? L'chayra, you put it out for shus. So let's see. According to the Levush, Potter. The Levush says, place can be v'sen, there's a chi of shmira. I don't think there's a chi of shmira when you put out your garbage. No? There's no chi of shmira. So like the Levush, you should be Potter. The only chi of it is a chi of shmira. Like the Sma, I don't know what the thing would be like the Sma. Like the Sma, even if you have a shus to put it out, the Sma says you still could be chi of. Just because the government gives you a shus to put it out. So what's the difference? Yeshua Ben Nun's government gave you rishus, or the New York City government gave you rishus? They gave you rishus to put it out. Did they pati you from Hezek? I don't know. I don't know if they know. No? It should be totally right in the Levush and the Smag. How you handle such a din? So clearly, these three things, the two chakiris in the beginning of the year, and the din bizman hazeh, should be totally, I think in the Pesachei Chayshin, he just writes Bekitzer, that the din of the garbage bizman hazeh should be totally in the Sman b'shach. I think he writes there a chiddush agav. Right now, in Israel, you know they have these big dumpsters, and the dumpsters are never big enough to hold all the garbage. You know, I think he writes there that even if it overflows, you put it next to the dumpster. That's all called rishus. I don't know what the law is in Yerushalayim. Maybe they have a law about it, but whatever's normal, that's called rishus. Whatever's a normal way that people do it. That's precious. And he's tired. What? Sponge of water. Yeah, I don't know what that's. The law is you're allowed to let sponge of water out into the sidewalk in Shlein. Everyone does it.
They build the houses like that.
The old ones. The new ones, they have a drain. Unless the drain goes out on the street. It's a sponge of water. It's a good marshal. That's what people are saying. I don't know. What? It's a Chaim Lefik Shav. Yeah. Okay. The last Nakuda here is next Taisus. Taisus Taimer Bahani. Taimer Bahani de Bershus, Shar Yechiach. Taimer Lamandiyama, Tona Shal Ragla, Yechikam Shar Yechiach. It's interesting. The Gemara says you learn Paiski de Baisam from Bar and Shar. Which shar? I would have thought shar means Karen, maybe. The text says no, shar means regel. Shar means regel. What? The what? The shar is regel. It means shar v'amishnah is regel. So every time in the Masechta it's going to say shar stoma, maybe it means regel. Oh, you have to say shav and mishnah according to Shmuel. You're right. You have to say shav. Okay, so it has to be regel. Right. And Marsha asks that if it's regel, it should be patur b'shus rabbin. If you're learning it out of shar and bar together, place the shita was we learn out of two things. It gets both kulas. sort of a Shah's Matriya here. If you learn Paiskin be Baisayim from Shar and Bar, it should be Pata Bishus Arabin. The whole case of Paiskin be Baisayim is Bishus Arab. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. No? The whole thing doesn't make sense. Mashah's a Shtaka Kasha. The whole din of Paiskin be Baisayim is Bishus Arabin. If you're learning it out of Shar and Bar, and Shar is Regel, and Regel is Pata Bishus Arabin. So Tosfos said before on Dalet Hayamid Beis that when you learn to have two things, you get both kulas. So the whole... We'll have to see tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a teres on Marsha's kasha. It's very shtaka kasha, but it's going to be say. But anyway, so Tosfos here says a chiddush. Yishlo ha'mecha gan sha'ol b'shus ha'ram b'hitiz vizik b'shus ha'yachid d'chayit. Tosfos says that it's... What's the case of Regel, which is b'shus d'chayit? Walking in the Rishus HaYachid, steps on a stone, the stone shoots out into the Rishus HaYachid, it's magic in the Rishus HaYachid, Yechad. That's Tosfos Shita on Bava Merav. If you turn, please, to the Rosh again, in the first page of the Rosh, we looked at this Rosh already earlier in the year. The Rosh goes on Regel, while Regel is Chayiv because it's Orchei. The Rosh, explaining the Rif Shita, says B'nafkamina. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but where there's a bracketed test. There's a test of B'plich HaRifta. Halfway down the first column. Nafkamina V'tamze Shem Hoya Eitz Oroch Munach Mitzasei B'Shusarab Mitzasei B'Shusayachid V'darsa Olav B'Shusarabim B'shavra b'shus hayachid, kalim. You got the case? There's a long piece of wood. Part of it is in b'shus harabim. Part of it is in b'shus hayachid. V'dar sa'alav b'shus harabim. B'shavra b'shus hayachid. The animal's walking, steps on the stick in the b'shus harabim. It's mazik in the b'shus hayachid, kalim. Kiman shadat alayla falidra sa'alav peturim. Your potter. Even though regal b'shus hayachid is chayim, hey your potter. Now the fact that the Rif says that, all right, that we learned. But look what he says now. V'Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Shmuel, loy pirish kein l'kamon gabi shor yechiyach shor b'shus. He says, in our Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Shmuel, that's Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't hold that way later on Davov. He's referring to our Gemara. On the bottom it says, ayin Tosfos shalonu Davov. Dibur ha'maschol toimer b'hani. So wait, so Rosh says that there's a machlekes the Rif in Tosfos. If you have a long piece of wood, miktsasei b'shus harabim, miktsasei b'shus hayachid, you step on it b'shus harabim, it's mazik in b'shus hayachid. The Rif says you're potter. He says our Tosfos hold that you're chayif. And look at the kasha he has in the Gois Habach. Ois dalid. I am b'tayse shalanu davav al min aleph di bramas lo taimer b'hani lo kosef klal eitz aruch elo b'ha'ach b'shus harabim v'hitiz v'hizik b'shus hayachid that's the look about that if you test the chayim avol b'eitz aruch v'stavr the potter. So hopefully tomorrow we're going to try to answer this. Why did the Rosh understand in Tosfos that Tosfos is mechayiv by eitz aruch? Our Tosfos doesn't say a word about eitz aruch. And for some reason, he's mechayiv. Now for tomorrow, make sure you understand what the Rif is saying in this Hagos Habach, and Publich Rif the test. We'll spend a little bit of time on it, and then we're going to start the next case as well, so make sure you go ahead to the other case.